Multiple challenges in the use of social media in Sri Lanka, especially Facebook, include first, sexualized hate speech against minority women, most recently the attacks on Tamil women running for political office. Such attacks deterred minority women from entering the political sphere. Second, hate speech has targeted ethnic and religious minorities, including Tamils, Muslims, and Christians, and fueled discord. Recently, a particular religious minority was blamed for carrying and spreading the coronavirus. However, measures to address hate speech, including UN recommendations, must not become the basis for further repression. Within the past year, increased militarization of the civil administration, from health services to protecting Buddhist heritage, and the dramatic expansion of executive power through constitutional amendment, have fed a climate of fear and impunity. These factors together present the possibility of more draconian laws and regulations to suppress minority rights, the freedom of expression, and political dissent. Activists and journalists critical of the government have been arrested and charged under domestic legislation that operationalizes the ICCPR. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has demonstrated a facility for appropriating legitimate online challenges to mask censorious legislation in the guise of protection or redress. These include cyberbullying, hate speech, and other misuse of social media. There is growing fear among the Tamil community, religious minorities, and human rights defenders that regulatory and legislative measures in the name of fighting hate speech will be turned against minorities. The international community must not tolerate legislation that commodifies women and militarizes civil space in the name of protection. An oversight mechanism is critical, but it can only work with grassroots access and protection of local activists. We recommend that communication platforms improve their filters for hate speech, but remain independent of local government. Thank you. Have a good day.